Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
Had a great practice, tough practice, hot. Second back-to-back padded practice, physical. The last padded practice before we played the Eagles on Friday, thought the guys showed up. They showed up ready to go to work. It was fun. Can't wait to watch the tape. Had a little drill there at the end, fumble recovery drill. George Godsey, Coach Godsey, runs that drill, teaches those guys how to recover fumbles. So it's a little wet. You know, high-pressure hoses, a lot of fun. So we recovered the last one, I can tell you that. The last one got recovered. What questions you have?
John, we saw you sign Russell Gage, his first practice out with the team. What went into that signing, and then how did he look out there today?
It was an opportunity for us, really. I mean, he's a guy that's proven player. Catches, tough player, physical player, great hands, just a proven NFL veteran-type player. Just starting today, looked good, but just starting, kind of ramping him up a little bit. I mean, I think he got his helmet out there about 1. He was out there at 1:20. So, but we got him out there and got him going a little bit. So he'll learn the offense, and he should play Friday.
John, Adisa, so you guys are academic enough of the NFL. What's the challenge with a guy that misses that much time and so forth?
Well, we have to ramp him up a little bit, no doubt about it, Brian. I mean, he's just hadn't done anything, you know, from the first day, really. Been working on that the hamstring issue. So we're going to bring him along, but the good news is it's still pretty early in camp, relatively speaking. We've still got 3 full preseason games and plenty of weeks of practice to get him ready. So he's excited to be back. You know, he's worked hard to get back, and we're looking forward to having him out there. We'll just have to see how it kind of progresses during the week this week. Yeah, not serious. You know, he just kind of, you saw him land on it after he made that catch, kind of hit the ground hard. So nothing long term.
John, the last couple of years, we've seen you don't really play a lot of starters in the preseason. Do you anticipate that being the same case again?
Well, it's case by case, as you know. Certain guys aren't going to play, and you can probably figure out who they are. And then we'll play all the guys that need to play.
John, you and everybody else have nothing but positive things to say about Trenton Simpson, but what's the most difficult thing about stepping into a much bigger role at that position?
Well, I mean, it's always a step. In this league, I think your point is a really good point. You know, he's going to be expanding his responsibilities greatly, but he's done much to earn that opportunity. And, you know, I think he'll bloom into that opportunity.
Coach, Sean Bryant probably catches David with the ball right down the end zone. How are these young receivers sort of pushing sort of the veterans from roster spots?
Yeah, the young receivers, right. Well, I think they're pushing. You know, none of them has, like, pushed through yet. They're all making dents, you know, and Sean made a nice dent there with that touchdown catch up the sideline, great throw from Devin. So, you know, and it was well covered. I mean, it was really well covered, too. So, just keep working those guys. I think they're all working really hard. And, you know, so at some point in time, hopefully, it shakes out in terms of a pecking order.
We saw right near the end there, Samusi Kane in the corner. You got him to play live, and he makes the play. The emotion on that defensive sideline after that. What are you trying to accomplish when you put the guys in that situation in that moment?
Well, I mean, yes, good question, Bo. And you can imagine just the opportunity to apply all the work that you've done and build as a foundation underneath your game as a player into a situation, a circumstance where you're in that moment and you have an opportunity to make the play. And, you know, Sanusi came up and made a play right there. And it's so exciting and so emotional for guys, I think, because they work so hard to be in that moment. So practice, we were live tackling on that play, and he came up with it.
John, I think in one of the red zone drills, Derek hit the edge, and I think went untouched.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, is it still amazing to see a guy that big be able to move that fast?
Well, yeah, it really is. what else can you say? I mean, he looked great, and I'm just very impressed with Derrick Henry in every way, and can't wait to see him out there in games. Well, we're not going to get live carries. You know, it's not going to be tackling to the ground with Derek in practice. But we do understand that for a lot of guys like Derek, the practices are the game reps. You know, these are like, they got to be treated like game reps. put yourself in that frame of mind when you practice, so when the game comes against Kansas City and thereafter, you've been there before. Now, they've been there and played games before, so they know how to make that adjustment also. So, but yeah, it's not live, but it's pretty physical, you know. And he's been practicing very well. Arthur's been dealing with a knee issue. We'll see. It's not going to be, you know, anything season ending. But we're looking at it right now. We got to figure out what it is. And Adafi sprained his ankle a little bit. Should be fine.
Two more.
I think I just answered that.
It looked like Marlon left early. I didn't know if I saw him come back.
Who did? Yeah, I don't know anything about it. I didn't even notice.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right, great.